2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
This is your DFS Army puck drop for January 22nd. I'm your host, MDelAgnes14, and here with me again today, I have Mr. Robert Flynn. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Matt? R. Flynn DFS on Twitter. Dig into this wonderful five-game slate today. It's San Jose at Washington, Arizona at Ottawa, New York Islanders at Chicago, Carolina Hurricanes at Calgary, and late night hammers, Detroit at Edmonton.
Yeah, we got a good slate of five games today. There are some high-scoring offenses, and goalies are going to be hard to come by. There's going to be clear chalk in Calgary, chalk in goalie, and we have some sneaky spots that we like, some stacks that we really like, and a couple of tournament goalies that have high upside but pretty low floors.
Absolutely. We're going to have a few slates like this that fluctuate between three and six games over the next 2 weeks, because we have the All-Star break coming up this weekend, and everybody in the league is going through their bye weeks. So I don't think we have a full 10-plus game slate for another week and a half, 2 weeks maybe. I like these slates better than the really big ones anyway.
Since it is a small slate, we're going to try to keep this between 30 and 45 minutes, so we'll jump right into the goalies for tonight. Clear-cut chalk is going to be Robert Liner from the Islanders. He's been on absolute fire lately. I saw a little bit of the game the other night, and he was just looked unstoppable. Their defense was absolutely amazing. He's only allowing 1.4 goals against in his last 10 games and pitched a shutout the other night. He's blocking everything. Nothing's getting through him. The matchup with Chicago is a little bit risky. They're scoring almost 4 goals a game in their last 10. But I think the Islanders' defense is going to trump out the Blackhawks' offense tonight. A couple guy only one-offs from Chicago that I'd really be interested in. I wouldn't really fully stack them. But Liner's your clear-cut chalk for your goalie tonight in cash games, and will probably be over 40% in tournaments too.
Oh, for sure. Chicago's scoring the 8th most goals over the last 3 weeks, but they're second to last in shots on goal, so I don't know if Robin Leonard has the ceiling in GPPs. But like Matt said, he's 100% your cash game goalie. And it's not close.
And we know how Chicago was earlier in the year. They could have those dry spells. And if you do want to get off the chalk in cash, you don't necessarily have to go 100% all in on him. I don't like going 100% all in on goalies anyway, because you never know what can happen. There can be a minus 200 favorite that could give up 4 or 5 goals, and then there goes all of your lineups. Even if he is kind of chalky, but especially in tournaments, if you limit your exposure to him in tournaments and he does happen to dud, then that could shoot you straight up to the top of the rankings.
Those type of games happen all the time, especially in hockey. It's one of the most volatile DFS sports. And I say it all the time, the sport will drive you crazy if you let it. I think Matt and I agree on the number 2 goalie on the slate. I think he's more kept for GPPs, but certainly make an argument for hybrid ladder-type lineups. That's Darcy Kemper. I don't like him being on the road at Ottawa, but he did have a great game the other night in Toronto. He's 5-0-2 over his last 7 games with a 208 goals against and 928 save percentage. Ottawa is shooting quite a bit, and Arizona's got a terrific defense in front of him. I don't think most people realize how good Arizona's defense has been, especially over the last month and a half or so.
Yeah, people are going to see Arizona and they're going to be like, oh, they can't score. He's not going to get the win. But he's been playing really well, giving up 2 or 3 goals against in his last few games. In his last 5 games, he's only scored under 20 FanDuel points one time at 7.5K. Definitely in a good spot. Ottawa, they can score, but they can also throw up a dud as well.
I don't generally like taking road underdogs, but the line right now has Ottawa at -107, so that's essentially a pick'em game. And again, that I really don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring in anyway. So your slate-breaking goalie may come out of that game. And I prefer Darcy Kuemper over Craig Anderson.
Yeah, brings us to Craig Anderson. I never liked this guy. But tonight, I mean, in tournaments and if you're MMEing, I don't mind a couple shares of him. He does have the opportunity to score 30-plus. He's done it 4 times this year. He's coming back off an injury. He was out for about a month. Against the Blues last game on the road, he did give up 3 goals, but he saved 35. Still good for 16 fantasy points on FanDuel, which isn't horrible. It's not the greatest, but on a slate like tonight where there could be a good amount of offense on a small slate, a 16 from the goalie could end up being in the top lineup of the night.
Like I said, he's not in a great spot, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring in that game either way. And like we mentioned at the top, goalies are going to be hard to come by on this slate. One guy I do think is going to garner quite a bit of ownership, and I would only keep to tournaments because, honestly, he scares the hell out of me, is Dave Riddick. He's almost guaranteed to get the win. He hasn't lost in quite a while in regulation. He's 6-0-1 over his last 7 games, but he has an over 3 goals against average and a sub-900 save percentage. He's going to face a lot of shots, but I think he's going to let quite a few of them in, too.
Yeah, that's the big concern with him is he's giving up over 3 goals a game, or actually just at 3 goals in his last 10 games. So it's concerning. But if you do look at, if you are a DFS Army member and a DFS Army beat the bookie member, you'll see that the Hurricanes are projected the lowest right now for our NHL model at 1.86 goals. If you want to, if you guys are into sports betting, instead of sign up there, use the code NHL podcast, save 20%. If it's your first time sport betting, if you sign up with MyBookie, you'll get up to 2 months free for sports betting. And for the DFS side of things, get in. You can save some money for a first couple months and then join up for full time.
Absolutely. The guys we have over there will take care of you in any sport you need. Basketball, hockey, professional, college, doesn't matter. Those guys are the best in the business.
Yeah, and they crush it. And they don't give you plays just to have plays. They give you those plays that they really feel strong about. And some days there'll be only one or two plays. Some days there'll be 5 or 6. But they're going to give you the plays that they're playing personally. They're not just going to give you plays just to give plays. We're here to get you guys to win money and keep coming back to us.
Hey, we want to keep members. We don't want you guys to lose money and then cancel your membership. Makes everybody look bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and on the DFS side, if you're not into sports betting, you can still sign up at dfsarmy.com using the promo code NHLPodcast to save you 20%. Sign up for the VIP. That's the best bang for your buck. You'll get optimizer, research stations, all the articles, and probably one of the best tools that we have is the chat that we have. Every day we're talking in it 24/7. Someone's always on. One-on-one coaching, direct messages, late-breaking news and notes for the slates. The best bang for your buck signing up for that VIP membership over there at dfsarmy.com.
We say every time it gets you every sport, you don't pay per sport. If you just want hockey, then you can just hang out with us. If you want to try your luck in golf, football's wrapping up, but those guys will still help you out over there. Basketball's still printing money. College sports, if your state allows it, that's printing money. DFS Army, like you said, it's the best bang for your buck in the business.
Can't take away the hard work that all of our staff put in and all of our members are looking to help each other win. We have a ton of big winners all the time, and those guys are humble. They share their process with other members to get them winning because we're here to make you guys win.
We should move on to defense. What do you think?
Yeah, but there's one more goalie I don't mind if you're MMEing is Jimmy Howard for Detroit. Edmonton isn't shooting. They're not really scoring a whole lot. But he could get the win, and if you look at his game logs, 2 or 3 goals against, but he's really hurt by not getting the win, and that, like we say, that 12-point bonus on FanDuel is absolutely huge. If he is able to get the win tonight and stop, even if he only stops 23, 24 shots, he can still have about 20 points on FanDuel. So definitely not in cash, definitely not in single-entry tournaments, but if you're rolling out 150 lineups, if you want to sprinkle them in at 5 or 10%, I don't hate it, and he could get the win and break the slate too.
Exactly. Goalie's kind of a wasteland today, so I don't mind Jimmy Howard. Large field tournaments, like you said.
Yeah. All right, now we can move on to defense. We'll start off with the top price range. We'll just move down the price range and say our favorite plays in each one. There's only two guys. Well, there's only one guy over 7,000, and that's Brent Burns. Great spot against Washington. He's a little pricey. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get up there. I'll save 900 and go to Mark Giordano. He's been on an absolute tear lately, and they have a great matchup against Carolina and Peter Mrazek. He's been a dumpster fire. Gio's been assisting, scoring, shooting, blocking, anything you want. He's pretty much been doing it. He could be one of my top defense that I'm going to be building around to get that Calgary exposure. He's got a high floor, high ceiling. And compared to some of the other guys, he's on the cheaper end of their wings and centers.
Absolutely. Mark Giordano's number one, like you said. It's not close. If you look at Brent Burns, he's averaging about 25 points a game over his last 10. If you look over his last 5, it's only 15, so that's quite a big drop. You look at Giordano, who's got 26.5 over his last 10. And a whopping 31.7 FanDuel points over his last 5 games. And that's the most of anybody, or any defenseman on the slate. So, especially in cash and in all formats, plug and play Mark Giordano.
Yeah, I'm going to look to build around him, definitely. And then just underneath him is John Carlson for Washington at 6.5K. Remember, guys, we do use FanDuel pricing and FanDuel scoring on the podcast. Most of these plays are good on DraftKings as well, but take into account the different price ranges over there on DraftKings. But Carlson is in a decent spot. He's been really bad lately, except for last game where he scored 2 goals. But I do think this game, the Sharks and the Capitals, is going to be a high-scoring game. Both the goalies, Aaron Dell and Braden Holtby, I think they're struggling a bit lately, and Carlson has that opportunity to break a slate and pop off 2 or 3 goals again.
Absolutely. He made my list. If you're stacking up that game, absolutely use John Carlson. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring in that game. I just can't quite get a read on where that scoring's going to come from yet.
Yeah, I mean, Washington's been really cold. They're barely scoring in their last few games. I think they're on a 5-game losing streak. They scored 5 last game, but Chicago's been allowing goals to everyone, so I'm not really surprised there, and they still couldn't win after scoring 5 because their defense is playing horrible.
They're just a mess right now. The only guy that's really worth anything right now is Alex Ovechkin.
And even him, he's just a tournament play anyway for me. Every time he plays, he's...
They could be on a 20-game winning streak, and Ovi's still GPP only for me.
Back to defense. Anyone in that... There's only 3 guys in the 5K range. Are you interested in any of those guys?
Not going to argue against any of them. I think the one I like the least is Darnell Nurse. Broken 10 points once in his last 5 games. Thomas Chabot, I don't mind. I like another Ottawa defenseman a little bit better. We'll get to him in a second. But if you're stacking up the Senators, I'm not going to argue against Thomas Chabot. I do like Oliver Ekman-Larsson from Arizona. He's got at least 12 points in his last 3 games, showing a pretty good floor. Got 11 shots on goal over those 3, with 1 goal, 2 assists. I do like Arizona's spot today. OEL would be my favorite in that over 5K range.
Yeah, I agree. Arizona's in a pretty good spot against Anderson. Just depends on which Anderson we actually see tonight. But I think if on defense tonight, what I think I'm going to be doing is plugging in Gio in my first spot and then going under 5K. There's a ton of options under 5K who aren't going to kill your lineup, but they certainly could help it. And one of the guys I am looking at is Shabbat's partner in crime over there, and Cody Ceci. They don't play on the same line, but Ceci has been an absolute monster lately. Even if he doesn't shoot, he's literally blocking everything in his way. 2 his last game, and then 7, 5, 3, 4. This is the last 5 games. He's got a floor of about 8 points. His ceiling is up there in the 20s if he can pop off a couple assists. Likely not going to score a goal for you, but he does have a few assists in his last 5 games. He's actually got 4 assists in his last 5. And if you're not using Darcy Kemper in your tournaments and you want to stack up Ottawa, I don't mind using CeCe as a stack piece.
Absolutely. I do like Cody Ceci. He was the one I was alluding to that I like over Thomas Chabot.
He's got 21 blocks in his last five games alone.
That's insane. One guy that I do like is Jordan Osterley. And I'm on an Arizona kick right now. He may get a bump to the top power play unit. Right now, Jacob Chychrun is listed as a game time decision.
I do like him a lot. 4K. His last 10 to his last 5, he's seen a 6-point FanDuel increase, and he's blocking everything.
And as we've seen a couple of times, he does have a ceiling into the 20s.
And at 4K, that 20 point, he's got 20 points in 2 of his last 5, over 14 in 3 of his last 5, and he's cheap. And the blocks are going to be there, as, like we said earlier, Arizona's playing great defense, and you got to allude that to all their defensemen just blocking everything that's coming their way.
Dougie Hamilton's in play, but he's dropped off quite a bit from his last 10 to his last 5.
Guy I like for Detroit, Mike Green.
Mike Green has been jumping off the page to me, too.
Yeah, he's been really good since he came back from injury. And in a spot against Edmonton and Mikko Koskinen, there's going to be goals to be had in that game. And I do like pairing him with a center, Dylan Larkin, if you want to pair them together. They'll see a little bit of ice time together. But he's got a ceiling, he's got a solid floor. And he's really cheap, 4.4K. Gives you exposure to one of the late night hammer games. If you pair him and Gio, you got two defensemen in the late games that could shoot you up the standings.
Sure, the guy I like is Jacob Slavin. He's been picking up quite a bit lately, averaging 15 points in his last 5. The 15 shots and blocks combined. Doesn't have much of a ceiling, but his floor has been great. And Carolina's going to put a couple past Dave Rittich today. Not quite sure where that scoring is going to come from, but Slavin is a good spot to start looking.
Yeah, a little bit on the cheaper end. I like, you actually put me on him as Brendan Dillon. We wish that he gets a little bit of power play time, which unfortunately he doesn't. But he does have at least 8 points in his last 5 games, and he's blocking, getting a couple assists, getting about 20 minutes of ice time. So he is playing and gets a little bit of bump with Carlson out and get a couple extra minutes here and there.
One guy is TJ Brody. He's been playing good game, bad game for the last few weeks, or last few games anyway. And if you believe in stuff like that, he's on pace for his good game today. But he's showed a solid floor of 6 to 8 points. And his game against Detroit 2 games ago, he had a goal, 2 assists for 32.2. And he could be a lower-owned option on what should be the chalkiest offense of the day.
Yeah, it gets you exposure to Calgary. So I don't mind that at all. Do you have any interest in Alex Golikowski for Arizona? 3.7K.
Won't argue against him, but if we're going with Arizona, I do prefer Jordan Osterley.
Definitely. He's gotten a few more minutes of ice time lately, and he's got 16 blocks in his last 3 games alone.
The GPP option that we skipped over is Erik Gustafsson from the Blackhawks. If you're not using Robin Lehner, I really like Gustafsson. Been involved in most of the scoring, and Chicago's top 2 lines are rolling right now. Robin Lehner's your cash game goalie, like we said, so stacking Chicago is absolutely a GPP-only option.
Anyone else on defense that you're interested in tonight?
Nobody else is jumping out to me.
All right, you'll move on to centers.
Let's go to center.
All right. You got the top guy, cream of the crop here, Connor McDavid. Usually not completely on him. He's very expensive, and some games he does have a low floor. But I think the matchup against Jimmy Howard in Detroit is a good one, and he could be in for one of his 2-goal games tonight.
Absolutely. Detroit's second line has been giving up quite a few goals recently, giving up 5 goals in their last 10. With the last change, Edmonton should be using their McDavid line against Detroit's number 2 line. Open up good scoring opportunities for McDavid and his line mates, who we'll get to momentarily.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We'll get to a couple of his line mates. Here's a guy that no one's going to own because he's also a center position, but he plays on a wing with McDavid, is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Sorry, jumping around on the pricing scale a little bit, but I figured while we're on him, might as well mention his line mate. 5.8K, over 10 points in each of his last 5 games. He's he's been shooting a little bit more recently, and now he gets the bump of being moved up next to McDavid to get a couple extra assists in there too.
Edmonton has spread out their scoring a little bit. They were very reliant on just having one line with Draisaitl and McDavid. But now they've spread things out a little bit. Nugent Hopkins is healthy.
Yeah, it could work out.
That should be a contrarian option since RNH is listed as a center on FanDuel. But in all actuality, he plays wing.
Yeah, and in tournaments, you can stack them up and use them both. If you want to get exposure to both of them and hope they each score a goal and get a couple assists too, and don't hate that.
Looking at his last five numbers, RNH's numbers are actually better than McDavid.
Yeah, that gives you
three goals, three assists, 15 shots and blocks. RNH has two goals, five assists, and 19 shots and blocks.
Yeah, and if you can't find the money for McDavid, then you can just use RNH, still get that exposure to him. And RNH has had a really good floor of late, too, and 5.8K is not overly expensive.
I think he's a very good option tonight. A couple other guys you can put on the power play unit with him if you don't want to go McDavid, Nugent Hopkins. You can mix it up with some of the guys on their top power play unit.
For sure. One other guy in the top range, still 1,000 different from McDavid, is Sean Monahan. I don't think I'm going to use him in cash games because he is so expensive. But if you're stacking up Calgary, if you can find all the money for them, because they're very expensive. Monahan has been really good of late. He's averaging 26.9 FanDuel points over his last five games, which is the highest on the center position, which is up a couple points from his last 10. He's blocking, he's shooting, he's scoring. I'm not going to go there in cash games tonight, but in tournaments, completely in play.
His ownership isn't going to sneak up on anybody. Calgary's top line should be one of the top three or four highest owned stacks on the night. But it's also for good reason. It's going to be good chalk. Carolina doesn't defend. Peter Mrazek doesn't stop any shots. A couple of Monahan's line mates better, but I'm not going to argue against Sean Monahan. I like him a ton tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be probably double the ownership of McDavid because he'll save that $1,000 there. So McDavid will probably be a little bit lower owned tonight than Monahan.
Next guy is Jonathan Toews. First time he was stacked back up with Patrick Kane. It was in the last game, first time in quite a while. They absolutely set Washington on fire. Toews wound up with three goals, two assists, six shots, 62 points. I wouldn't expect him to do that again.
Yeah, I'm not chasing him. 7.5K.
Stack only if you want to throw him with Patrick Kane, Alex DeBrincat, just to hedge the Leonard chalk. I like it in tournaments. Don't go anywhere near it in cash.
7K, Sebastian Aho for Carolina. Our domination station here at DFS Army always loves him. It's hard to gauge if he's going to give you 3 points or if he's going to give you 30 points. But that being said, he is in a good spot against Calgary, who is leaking goals. Dave Riddick, like we said, he allows goals about three per game. And Aho does have the ceiling. He'll probably be a little bit chalky in cash games, I'm thinking. But in tournaments, if you're stacking up Carolina.
Dave Riddick is. Riddick has the money line that a lot of people are looking at. Almost minus 180. So Aho may sneak up on a couple of people, but on a five-game slate, everybody's going to be chalky.
I don't mind him. I don't think he's going to make my cash build, but he can pop off for 30-plus points.
Absolutely. Calgary's not playing great defense. I think he's going to wind up going against the Backlund line, but if somehow he starts going against Monahan's line, then absolutely play Aho and his line mates. Calgary one doesn't even pretend to play defense.
Yeah, they're out there just to score. Let the other guys play defense.
It's been working for them.
Yeah, it has. Moving down a little bit, any interest in Dylan Larkin tonight?
I do have quite a bit of interest in him. I like Detroit a lot tonight. Mikko Koskinen just signed a new contract for some obscene dollar amount that only Peter Chiarelli has the answer to. Not 100% sure where Detroit's scoring is going to come from. Their top two lines are both playing very well. Larkin's in a good spot. He's just very boom or bust.
Cash games, he is a little risky and he's a little expensive, and he could sink your lineup too at almost 7K.
His last five games, 6.4, 30.4, 8, 36.8, and last game was 9.6. He's all over the place. He does have 14 shots on goal in his last two games. The game right before that, he wound up with one assist and had no shots or blocks. So you never quite know what you're going to get from him.
Yeah, tournament plays.
People are going to be on Detroit, so I won't argue against it in tournament. But like I said, don't touch him in cash.
Yeah, and if you do stack his line in tournament, the top line there, you get exposure to the first power play and the second power play unit. Even if you just use him and Nyquist on the wing, you'll get first and second power play. Anyone just below him you're interested in?
Can't argue against Logan Couture. He hasn't been great lately, but like we've said several times, Braden Holtby's not stopping anything. Washington's defense isn't stopping anything. This game absolutely could go 15-14. I don't really want to touch San Jose's top line, but I don't mind mixing and matching their second and third line. Logan Couture is absolutely a good place to start there.
And since we don't like their top line all that much, using Couture as both their power plays, I think, are in great spots tonight. Washington allows a bunch of penalties, so they could score a couple power play goals. So if you want to stack up a couple pieces from their first power play, a couple from their second, you'll pretty much have all their scoring for the Sharks.
Washington's been really bad lately on the penalty kill. So they're taking penalties and they're not killing the penalties off when they go into the box. So I do like that San Jose power play one, which consists of Pavelski, Couture, Hurdle, Burns, and to a lesser extent, LeBanc.
Yeah, going to Hurdle, only if you're stacking. He has no floor. He does have a ceiling, but since his hat trick, he's scored 4.8 once and 3.2 twice. So the floor is really low for him, but if you're stacking up their power play, get exposure to him. He can score two or three goals.
Absolutely. Already touched on Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I don't mind Nick Backstrom. He showed a decent floor, but a limited ceiling lately.
If you're stacking their first line, I don't mind using him, but only in larger field tournaments, as they're not scoring anything at all except for their last game. Before that, they weren't scoring much at all.
Like you said, he's absolutely stack only.
That's really all I have an interest for center. I got a small center pool today. Do you have anyone else that you're looking at? Maybe Derek Stepan in a tournament for Arizona.
I like Derek Stepan, another guy, Lucas Walmark, second line center for Carolina. He's at min salary. He's coming off a massive 3-point game, so this feels a lot like chasing. But his line should be matched up with Calgary 1. And they'll have the better scoring opportunities. This is nowhere near a cash play. Large field GPP only.
Want to move on to wings?
Let's move on to wings.
Speaking of wings, I'm pretty hungry right now. I could go for a couple wings. Oh, we're not talking about food? Still on hockey?
We're getting chicken wings? Let's go.
I mean, I'm down for some chicken wings. Let's finish up the pod with the wing position at NHL, and then we'll go grab some chicken wings.
All right, sounds good.
At the top of the list, three guys over 8,000 on FanDuel: Patrick Kane, Johnny Gaudreau, and Alexander Ovechkin. I do have interest in all three of them, actually. Like we said before, Ovechkin tournament only, but in a good spot against San Jose, coming off a back-to-back on a 3-4. Patrick Kane has been nearly unstoppable in his last, like, seems like 30 games. He's scoring like over 20 points just about every game.
He's scored over 50 twice in his last three games.
Yeah.
He's just playing out of his mind.
If you're going to play a guy in cash against the Islanders, he would be my guy. His shots are up in his last three games, and he's pretty much has a, I don't know, the last time he didn't score a point. January 1st was the last time he didn't have a point.
And he still wound up with five shots on goal. And that game was played outside. Back at the indoor games, I'm at the beginning of December. December 2nd against Calgary, 6.4, but he still put four shots on goal.
Yeah, so if you're using a Blackhawk in cash, Patrick Kane's your guy. I think his upside is a little capped with how good a defense they're playing right now. And he is really expensive, but if you do want to use him, he would be a really good one-off And he'll probably be lower owned because people know how good the Islanders are playing on defense.
Just below him, 200 less, is Johnny Gaudreau. He is the most cash viable of your over 8K guys. He's going to be very chalky, but he showed a very consistent floor. Not quite the ceiling of Patrick Kane, but he's given you between 10 and 25 points just about every night. Carolina doesn't play great defense. And like I said, Peter Mrazek is terrible. This game should be very high scoring. And I expect Johnny Hockey to be a big part of it.
Yeah, like we said, all three of those guys, definitely tournament plays. Gaudreau would be my top cash play with Kane just behind him, but in a much tougher matchup. And then Ovi, like we said, tournament only. Not ever really going to touch him in cash games, even on a smaller slate.
No, but Ovi probably has the highest ceiling.
Yeah, he definitely does. Moving down, those are, 8.4 is Ovi. The next highest is 7.2. Two guys at 7.2, Lindholm and Evander Kane. I do give the slight edge to Evander Kane in this matchup. He's got higher shot volume. Lindholm is more the assist guy for Calgary 1, not much of a floor. But like we said, in tournaments, if you can afford Calgary 1, you can use him. But like I said, he doesn't score, but he does have 6 assists in his last 5 games.
Evander Kane's playing very well before yesterday. In 16 minutes, he only registered 1 shot on goal. But before that, he was very hot. And I think it's going to be, like I've said many times, a very high-scoring game. And I expect Evander Kane to be a part of it. San Jose 3 has been absolutely on fire the last month plus.
They're the top-scoring line in the last 10 games, too. They passed out Calgary 1 with 11 goals in their last 10 games. And I like all three pieces of their third line, and they all get power play exposure too. I'm not as much interested in Donsky, his other line mate. Got a really low floor, not playing that well lately. So if you want to do Kane and Hurdle, I'd prefer that.
Those two, absolutely. If you want to finish off the stack, then go with Donskoy, but he doesn't have the floor or the ceiling to just be a one-off. Or a cash play, for that matter.
Moving down a little bit in the lower 7K, or right at 7K, Leon Draisaitl for Edmonton. Moving to the second line, I think that might hurt him a little bit, but they do have a decent matchup, and it gives Detroit at least one guy on both lines that can do a lot of damage.
Absolutely. I think he's GPP only. He always plays better when he's playing with McDavid, but he's in a decent spot. I'm not in love with it for cash, but he's coming off a big game, 37 points against Carolina, and GPP only.
Moving down now into the 6Ks, not too much that I really love in cash games. Pretty much they're all tournament only for me. My favorite play will probably be Ryan Dzingel for Ottawa. Like I said, just in tournaments, but him and Bobby Ryan are both playing really well right now. I do really like Arizona. Like we said, that game we think is going to be really low scoring. But in that range, I think he does have a good ceiling. I like him a little bit more than Alex DeBrincat, but like we said already with Chicago, the Islanders are a good defensive team, so only in larger field tournaments for me. And I'll stack him up with Kane to get some power play exposure.
Absolutely. That'd be the only place I'd use DeBrincat. He's in a great spot with the Chicago power play 1. Other than that, I wouldn't touch him. Another guy I like is Matthew Tkachuk. For some bizarre reason, he got moved down to the third line and James Neal got moved up. I can't make any sense out of that, but I guess that's why I'm not an NHL coach. Tkachuk has showed one of the best floors over the last month or so. Very few games are getting you less than 12 points. And maybe him going down to the third line will drop some of his ownership.
Don't really have much interest in Anders Lee unless you're stacking the Islanders. Chicago is bleeding goals, but the Islanders' goal scoring is hard to come by, hard to pinpoint who's going to score there. And then Gustav...
very boomer bust. Look at his game log right now. 4.8, 4.8, 30, 11, 11, 6, 25, 12, 26. He's all over the place. Chicago plays no defense, but Andersley's GPP stack only.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if he scores two goals tonight, though.
No, would not surprise me at all. It's another game we expect to be very high scoring.
We mentioned this guy earlier, Gustav Nyquist. That's who we were talking about when we were talking about pairing with Larkin. Great match against Koskinen and Edmonton. He's been kind of boom or bust too, 4.8, 19, 15, 20, 3, 14. He's kind of back and forth, not cash safe, especially at his price over 6K. But if you're stacking Detroit in tournaments, by all means, go for it.
He's one of my favorite pieces from Detroit if you're stacking, but he's a little scary in cash. I know we've been saying that a lot on this podcast. It's a lot of good spots, but not a lot of cash-safe spots.
Yeah, and especially five-game slate, this one does set up to be a little bit more of a tournament slate. Cash games, I would just play lightly in your cash games and throw a few lineups into different tournaments and hope those lines that you stack go off. There's a lot of good spots, like we said, but there's also a lot of games that could bust. We mentioned Bobby Ryan already at 5.6K. He's had a solid floor lately. Don't mind it if you're not using Kemper for Arizona. Josh Bailey, another tournament stack if you're stacking the Islanders in a way. He's got no floor, but he does have a 15, 20-point ceiling.
Jordan Eberle is another Islander that's all over the place. Floor of zero, but one game before that zero, he dropped to 27. I think the Islanders are going to score quite a bit. Jordan Eberle is only 5,700. In a good spot there. Just above him, you have Teuvo Teravainen. He got another one that got bounced down to the third line. Not quite sure what Carolina's doing there, but he just signed a brand new contract, I believe, yesterday. So he's locked up with the Hurricanes for another 5 years. We've seen a few guys recently go bonkers after signing a new deal. Last one, I believe, was Jake Guentzel.
Moving down to the third line does hurt a little bit. I wish he still was on the second line, but he does get first power play time, and I actually really like Carolina's first power play tonight. Niederreiter, Aho, Williams, Falk, and Teravainen. I think that's a good stack if you can get four pieces of that one.
Absolutely. Niederreiter's been great in his two or three games since coming over from the Wild. He seems to have terrific chemistry in small sample size with Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, and I think we might actually have a cash value play in Niederreiter tonight at 4.7K. He's going to be one I think I'm going to start one of my lineups with, as there's not a whole lot of value down there that are cash safe. But I think he's going to be one of my value wingers in cash games.
Justin Williams is in a decent spot. Not much of a ceiling, so I'd only use him if you're playing Niederreiter and Aho. But he has jumped off the page at me as a solid value play.
Yeah, he'd be the one I leave off if I'm stacking four from the first power play. Especially, I mean, wasn't he like 4.3K like last week?
Something like that.
Yeah, so he got a little price bump, which, I mean, rightfully so. He did go on a little bit of a hot streak, but I think now his price has caught up to him and there's not as much value there as there was last week. And then you could spend $100 more and go to Clayton Keller, who's my favorite play from Arizona tonight. I think he's got the safest floor. And he also has like a 20-point ceiling. And if Arizona does score, I think Keller is going to be the guy who scores or gets the assist on the goal.
Absolutely. I like Clayton Keller a lot. And especially if you play him on the top power play unit with Connor Garland and Alex Galchenyuk. Get exposure to two different lines. And again, I really think is going to go overlooked. If you think this game goes high scoring, then absolutely stack up Arizona. Clayton Keller, he's cash and GPP viable.
I agree. $100 more than him, Timo Meier. Like we said, we love San Jose 2 and 3. And Meyer's been picking it up lately. He went through a little dry spell, but he's been picking up his game in his last three, starting against Arizona. He had 7 shots. Didn't score a goal, didn't have an assist, but the shots were there. Next game, he picked up an assist, and the next game, he picked up a goal and an assist. So he's definitely heating up a little bit, and this is the time you want to ride him in a great matchup against Washington, who's bleeding goals, and he could score 30 points tonight.
Anybody else 5K or above that you're looking at?
That's it for me. I mean, so yeah, I'm ready to go down under 5K.
Anthony Mantha, another guy from Detroit that we've been talking about. He's had a terrific floor in 5 of his last 6 games. He's gotten at least 10 points.
Yeah, like we said, we do love Detroit. So I think he's even cash viable tonight at just 4.9K.
Why did you put a question mark at the end of cash viable?
I'm on the fence with it.
That's why I liked your question mark.
He might end up in my cash lineup, but not sure.
Top power play time. 2 goals, 2 assists, 14 shots over his last 5 games. One of the most consistent Red Wings, not named Dylan Larkin.
Yeah, and in tournaments, stack him up with his linemate, Thomas Vanek, who's been playing out of his mind of late. 2 30-point games in his last 5. I won't use Vanek in cash games. So if you were going to pick between Vanek or Mantha, Mantha's your cash guy.
Thomas Vanek is very GPP. He has been his entire career. But he scores in bunches. He'll go weeks at a time without scoring, and then he'll put up 15 points in a week and a half or something crazy.
Look at his shots. He got 6 last game, then 1, 0, and then 5. So he's hot or cold, tournament play only. Anyone else down there that you're interested in?
Jake Vrana, maybe. Hasn't showed much of a floor lately. Another guy that scores in bunches. Probably a stack only with Washington's second line. I have no idea why Michael Ferland's on the fourth line. I don't know what Rod Brind'Amour's doing over there. He was playing out of his mind. So that's what you do with a guy that's playing well, right? Put him on the fourth line?
Yeah, might as well. Might as well stop your team from a hot streak. But
Andreas Athanasiou, see playing him. I like that he gets top power play time.
Hate that he's on the third line.
It's been very inconsistent lately. 30, 6, 4, 11, 3, 4. They put him in the power play stack only, but he is on the list. How upset we were that Matt Tkachuk got demoted. I'll bring up the guy that he got swapped with. It's James Neal. Absolutely loved playing the guy last year. I have no idea what happened to him in Calgary. He's started to show a little bit of a floor recently of about 8 at 27 the other night against Detroit. I honestly don't think I'm playing him, but he's in play in a stack.
If you're looking for another guy with some value and you want to use Ottawa, Brady Tkachuk, he's been picking it up in his last 5 games. Before that, he was ice cold, but he's averaging over 10 points in his last 5, so I don't mind the value there. Again, that game is really hard to read. We both think it's going to be low scoring, but it's hockey. You never know.
We both like pieces from both offenses, but still think the game's going to be low scoring. I'm not really sure which direction that game is going to go, but I do like Brady Tkachuk as a value option. A little bit above him is Tyler Bertuzzi. I prefer him in a stack with Larkin and Nyquist. But he is getting top power play time. Been all over the place. He had a hat trick 10 days ago against Minnesota and only had 1 game over 10 points since then. So he's either very involved in the scoring or he's almost a disappearing act on that top line. So he'd only be a stack option. Larkin and Nyquist, I would play in all formats. Or at least lean hybrid to GPP. Bertuzzi is large field GPP only. Anybody else above 4K you're looking at?
Not really. There's not a whole lot down here that excites me. Any punts or deep value plays that you see under 3.5K or under 4K down to min salary?
Under 4K, the guy I've been riding for a while is Connor Garland. He's cooled off a little bit, but he is getting top power play time against Ottawa. One guy we mentioned his center in punts, Lucas Walmart. Now, one guy that I've been playing since he came up is Andrei Svechnikov. he's firmly planted on that second line in Carolina. Like I said, I think he's going to get the matchup with Monahan and Gaudreau, who are bleeding goals. He's coming off a 30-point game, but before that, three of his last four were 3 points. So he's very inconsistent, but he's a raw talent. I think he's only 19. I like that Carolina 2 line quite a bit.
Yeah, he also gets power play time too. I'm not a big fan of their second power play unit, but he could be the guy who does score if they do get a few power play minutes. Anyone else down there? I don't have any of these guys to super punt with on my player pool.
No, I think I'm off all these guys. Jesse Puljujärvi maybe on Edmonton's top line if you're stacking up RNH and McDavid.
Right.
But I'd only use him in a stack.
All right. Anything else for you tonight?
That's about it. You have any stacks that you think might sneak up on some people?
I was having a hard gauge on certain stacks. San Jose 2 and 3 are probably my two favorite stacks. Detroit 1, I don't mind. Carolina 1. Chicago power play, if they do get a couple power play minutes, they could pop off for a couple goals. Anyone for you?
Like the Islanders' top unit, in addition to everything you said. I like Ottawa's top unit a lot, but the problem with that is I like Darcy Kemper a lot, too.
Yeah, and like we said, if you guys think that game is going to be high-scoring, it's probably going to be very low-owned. Stack up the game and hope there's a ton of goals. Variance in hockey is huge, so don't try to wrap your head around everything. There are plenty of different combinations you can have, and hockey is one of the most volatile sports in daily fantasy. But that's why we're here. We're here to give you our best knowledge, our best research, and you guys sit back, listen, do a little research by yourself. Join up to DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code NHLPodcast to save 20%. We're going to be talking up until slate lock tonight at 7. We have a few guys in our chat who are absolutely crushing it. One member, Joker Wins, has just been on an absolute heater lately. And him, Shady, Anthony, Jim, Cobb, they're giving our insight all day, all the way up until slate lock. So come in, use the promo code NHL Podcast, save yourself some money, and then start winning money playing hockey. I'm MDelagnus14 on Twitter. He's R. Flynn DFS. Find us in the DFS Army Slack chat. And good luck tonight, guys.
Good luck. We'll see you at the top.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get 2 free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.